What's up, junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Michael Larson, and Scott Panza here to bring you week five of the NFL season. Talk a little bit about Thursday night, recap our week from last week, and dive a little bit into what is to come this coming weekend. Seems like the weeks just start to come faster and faster here, Scott.
Oh, man. And, you know, we're sweating it out every week, it seems, with all these positive tests. And there was some chit chat that maybe they were going to, you know, delay the season, which I'm, you know, there's too much money at stake. NFL's not going to do that. They're losing too much money. I tweeted out today that I thought maybe the Titans should have to forfeit because they keep getting these positive tests. Then corrected on Twitter by saying if they don't play, game checks go bye-bye for those players. So they definitely don't want that. And also the NFL is hemorrhaging money. So there's no effing way that they're going to say, hey, let's also lose, you know, the TV revenue by canceling a game. So
right,
they're moving forward and they're doing the brilliant thing. Football all the time. Monday night, they got Pats again on against the Broncos. Broncos players are complaining. Tuesday night, Bills Titans as a result. So, ooh, you know, they're trying to capitalize, and I like it. I appreciate it.
I have been mad because looking at the card, I couldn't find, at least in the contest that I'm doing, they don't have the Bills on there. And I'm like, you're taking away my bread and butter. Like, I circle that wagon every darn week. Like, you can't take that away from me.
My buddies are mad at me. They're like, you always pick the Bills. Well, the problem is that they always cover. The 3-1 against the spread this year. Why would you not be picking the Bills? Just ride the train.
Good teams win.
Train, going back to last year.
Yeah. Good teams win. Great teams.
Just cover.
Cover. It's the name of the game.
They actually took down Bills Titans off the circuit board as well since they got moved to Tuesday. And I was looking at the rules. If you pick a game and it gets canceled, if in Survivor you lose, you're out. Talk about sweating that out.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, usually I make my picks on Friday last year. The last 2 years, I would do it on Friday. This year, I've been waiting up until the last minute. And luckily, I did this past week because I would have had Pats across the board.
Ooh.
And that would have been an L. And would have been betting on Brian Hoyer. So luckily, I've been waiting. Luckily, the family and I, we went to the pumpkin patch and apple picking. And nice. Instead of making my picks in the morning. And it saved me some juice. And last weekend was a really good weekend. 3-2, 4-1, 4-1 across the board. I had Ravens, Bucks, and Bills 3-0 there. So when you do that, and when you go leverage and you nail it, you feel pretty darn good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Lions, Cardinals, disappointed. Those were losers. Jags, another loser. But then Browns, Giants, Pepto special winners. So feel pretty good about last weekend. Maybe right in the ship a little bit in Circa. I sit. My best entry is 12.5 points, leaders at 18.5 points, so in fighting distance, and I'm at 397th, and then another entry at 11.5 points, and then one puking at 9 points.
It was a sweater last week. It felt the last 2 weeks have been, at least for me, I feel like I've been in all these games, and then it's one or two plays in the fourth quarter, and it just things can flip on their head. You can go from 5-2 to 2-5 in the blink of an eye. It's exciting.
And yeah, I had the same feeling with the Lions last week too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were up 14-0, and then they just get dusted, and just, you know, really frustrating when something like that happens. I know, you know, but on the flip side, Buccaneers, they were down big and they came mm-hmm. back and they covered. So, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
This is true. So let's dive into it. Now we're We have gone now 2 weeks in a row of breaking our cardinal rule. Scott has. I've gone three as I wear my Jag shirt right now from the game. I'm 0-2 so far on Thursday night, which is exciting and once again continues to prove the point that we are trying to drive home. But it's hard not to go with the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, oh, plus three against the Pats. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, you know, maybe
your losing streak has to come to an end. I clipped them at 3.5. I take a little taste of the money line and I tease them up to 9 and the under on 50.5. I think this will be a slow game. You know, the Bears offense just looked atrocious last week. I don't think they can look that bad 2 weeks in a row. Buccaneers, just a lot of injuries on the offensive side of the ball, so I think they'll slog it along a little bit. I think eventually, you know, I think the Bears got a puncher's chance in this one. I like the short week at home. Mm-hmm. Bucs all banged up, so we'll see how the O-line holds up for Nick Foles, and we'll see if Big Dick Nick can get it rolling again. You know, he sees that starting job by coming back on the Falcons, but everyone comes back on the Falcons.
Yep.
And then he just laid an egg against the Colts. So which Nick Foles are we going to see tonight?
I know, you got Big Dick Nick or Mitch the Bitch. I mean, what's the choice going to be? Pardon my French. I also, if at first you don't succeed, double down, Scott. And I am going with the Bears plus +3 and the under. I can't, whatever the straight up under is at, I think 45?
I think it's 45 or 44 and a half.
Okay, so I'm just riding with that one straight up. That's going to be a wake up, and hopefully I rejoice as I get ready for my Friday. I'm also doing a parlay, quick little side note, with Bears money line, or sorry, Bears spread under and Tulane plus +7 tonight. So a little college taste. Oh. Yeah. I'm just putting my hand in all the cookie jars for Thursday night football. It's exciting.
Maybe all the football. You don't know how much longer we're going to have it.
That's true. So you just got to max out the dollar bills.
Just got to go for it.
So with that, Scott, let's dive into it. Sunday action. We're going to start off with Panthers plus +2 traveling to not so hot, Hotlanta.
Oh, man. What a disaster it is for Dan Quinn and co. You know, Teddy Bridgewater is starting to come into his own a little bit. His stats, unimpressive. ETR was pumping him big as late round quarterback to grab. So I grabbed him in a bunch of two quarterback leagues. He's let me down. 4 touchdowns, 3 picks so far this year. 2-2, so impressive. Maybe they're right in the ship. It's amazing that they lose Christian McCaffrey and they roll off 2 wins. So, you know, I guess running backs really don't matter. I mean, I think the Panthers are the play here. The Falcons are going to be without Julio Jones. Be really surprised if he plays. They just look lost. They came with the ball. And they have so much talent on the offensive side of the ball. It's just frustrating. And the Panthers typically get gouged running the ball. And I don't think Todd Gurley's got it. And Brian Hill definitely doesn't got it if he's backing them up. So I'll take the 2. I'll probably bet a money line. I like the Panthers in the spot a lot.
Ooh. You just got to feel like eventually they're going to figure it out. The you got to think. If they don't figure it out this week, it'll be O'Brien last week. And it's got to be Dan Quinn.
I can't believe he's still sitting in his job. I can't believe they haven't waxed him already.
It's unreal. I mean, I get you guys went to a Super Bowl, what, 3-4 years ago now? I don't even know how long it's been.
I think it's 3 years ago. So it was Falcons, Pats, and then it was Pats, Eagles, then Rams, Pats, and then last year, Niners, Chiefs. So 4 years ago.
Yeah. So that joyride's kind of got to be over. Now,
who's taking over this job? Because you have 2 absolutely failed head coaches, Dirk Cutter on the offensive side of the ball. Still don't know why he has that job. Just like NFL just doesn't make sense how some of these guys get these jobs. And Raheem Morris, yep, failed defensive coach, and he was with the Broncos. So who takes over in this situation?
Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan.
I assume it goes Cutter, but I mean, I don't know.
I would think you'd have to go Cutter because he knows the division.
Decided on the older guy, so I don't know. I can't believe these guys have jobs. Maybe not so much Raheem Morris because the defense got rolling. I should have been Dirk Cutter for real. How does he have this role? He's never been a good OC, and he was an awful head coach.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Next game up, the Raiders traveling to Kansas City. Chiefs minus -12.
Oh, God, it makes me sick to lay this many points, but I really think it's the side. Because the Raiders' offensive line still banged up. No Trent Brown. Richie Incognito, hurt. He's on IR. I just don't know how they're going to move the ball. Henry Ruggs was practicing today, so he should be a go. But I think that the Chiefs just lay it on him. And I think they have the defensive line to make Derek Carr really uncomfortable. So I'll lay the 12. I'll make Jared puke, I know. But I'll lay the 12.
Allergic to that many points. Allergic. I'm with you, though, Scott. I originally picked this, and then I was like, no, I can't. That's just – the Chiefs are so – I'm going to pull a Zoolander. Hansel is so hot right now. The Chiefs are very hot right now, and they just take care of business. And I don't trust – now, The scary part is, to contradict myself and debate myself, it's in division. And I know we always get super, you know, whenever we see in division games of more than seven, more than a touchdown. So, scary.
I don't know. I don't think this is I've seen the Chiefs just burn the Raiders too many times to be afraid of this one.
That's fair. Next up, well, I guess is the line for Bills Titans going to change? Do we want to talk about that one?
That is legit. I will, you know, I would never touch this, especially 8.5 if Brian Hoyer is starting this game. And you're so right about Jarrett Stidham. Talk about happy feet.
Yes.
Happy feet in the pocket. Every time there was pressure, happy feet. So I wouldn't, I mean, the defense would cover this game by themselves with against Brett Rippon, but in half, you don't know the news. You can't touch this game. If you're in the contest, you definitely can't play it. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because there's too much possibility that the game gets canceled. So hard pass.
Hard pass. So sorry, I had said Titans Bills. But yes, that was Broncos Patriots. The Patriots are -8.5. For that one. Next up, Rams, -7.5, traveling to the nation's capital to take on the Washington football team.
Do you want the good news about Kyle Allen or the bad news about Kyle Allen?
His stats from the first like three games where he was lighting the world on fire, and I don't want to hear anything after that.
Yeah. So his first four games that started last year for Carolina, 4-0. He had 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The bad news about Kyle Allen is that he promptly went 1-8 the rest of the way, or 1-9 the rest of the way. And, yep, 1-9 the rest of the way. No, 1-8 the rest of the way. They tanked into, you know, the end of the season. Kyle Allen looked awful. He looked, you know, just uncomfortable in the pocket. He had 3 interceptions, 4 interceptions, games. It was not pretty. But I have no fear. I'm backing Kyle Allen, backing the Washington football team in this one. Another indicator I love, started at 9.5 spread, moved down to 7.5 with only 38% of bets on them. That means that the heavy big money is coming in on the Washington football team. I think that we get a guy very motivated to play. LA coming back east, so they had 2 West Coast to East Coast swings. They went back. They put the Giants look sluggish. They go back east. A lot of travel for a team. A lot of travel. Give me 7.5 for the home dog. I will take the Washington football team.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know what is crazy is the fact that Haskins is now the third string quarterback for this football team. Alex Smith is the backup. I mean, what just happened?
If Alex Smith was really healthy, wouldn't he be playing in this game?
Yes.
Why is Kyle Allen starting?
Hey, I have no idea. I feel like you just got to give Alex Smith is at least a year away from even thinking about playing football.
I'd be so surprised if he touches the field.
Yeah. Well, he'll touch the field on Sunday. He'll be there. He'll be padded up. But hope for his sake, I pray that they don't have to put him in the game.
Out there.
Yeah. Next up, Jacksonville traveling to Houston to take on the butt-chinless Texans.
Oh,
-6.5.
Fare thee well. Fare thee well, Bill O'Brien. So Romeo Crennel goes into the head coach's box. This is, I think, the second time he's been a head coach.
Yes, for the Chiefs.
Yeah. So I will roll with the Houston Texans laying 6.5. I think it's a great spot for them. They got rid of Butchin. They got rid of Bill O'Brien. Long time coming. Off to a bad start, but I think this is a game they get right. They're going to harass Gardner Minshew in this one. His offensive line has not been keeping him upright. I think this is a great smash spot for Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, and all you guys in DFS. This is a great spot for him. So I like them laying. I think they win by double digits. If you can find an alternate spread, you know, Texans -12.5 at some good prices, I think it's worth it. So I think they roll. I'll roll with the Texans.
All right. So Scott going with the Texans. Yeah, this is a game. It scares me to put money on the Texans after what I've been seeing. it's a terrifying thought. But hey, you know, that's part of the gamble. You got to pick 7 games, and you got to find the best 7 you can ride with. There's going to be 3 or 4 usually that you really pucker your anus for. Next pick on the card, being rescheduled for Tuesday night because I believe the Titans are continuing to have positive COVID tests. Titans are +3 at home, hosting our favorite team, the Buffalo Bills. Looking like it's going to be rescheduled for Tuesday, Scott?
Yeah, so it's gotten taken off the board in the circuit contest. So you can't even take them. I mean, you don't even know who's going to be playing for the Titans because, you know, half their offense has tested positive for COVID. Luckily, it doesn't sound like Tannehill or Derrick Henry has tested positive yet. So that's a bright spot. But no Corey Davis, no Adam Humphries, and A.J. Brown is still banged up. So if they do play on Tuesday, I expect the Bills to roll. But the Titans will have plenty of rest, so we'll see who shows up. And even if the Bills want to play, possibly getting COVID from all the Titans players.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, the America's favorite last week, I think pretty much it was on a majority of the cards, and that is the Arizona Cardinals started off hot and now are really cooling off. Cardinals -7.5 traveling to the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Joe Flacco starting, just such a dumpster fire. I actually think the Jets would be the side in this game, but I actually don't mean that. I would not touch this game. It makes me so uncomfortable to try to bet on Joe Flacco. But it looks like maybe they're finally getting healthy, but no, I don't trust Adam Gase. Like, you can't bet on him. It felt so dirty doing it last Thursday, and I definitely won't do it again. So it's cards are bust. Maybe the Jets are the right side, but they're such a dumpster fire. No effing way will I back them.
Jets. Is Joe Flacco elite, Scott?
He's the best quarterback in football, according to Jaws, because he won a Super Bowl just by, hucking it down the field.
Yeah, him and Trent Dilfer, two of the greatest Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. They deserve it. They deserve it. Nobody deserves it better than those guys.
Next up, Eagles, +7, traveling to Heinz Field to take on Big Ben and the Steelers.
Oh my goodness, this is a game I've effing love. Everyone's well, I've watched that Sunday night game, saw the Eagles win, overreaction time on Fleek. Is that still a word, on Fleek? Are people still saying that?
I don't think people say on Fleek, but we can say on Fleek, Scott. We can do it.
On Fleek, okay. I love the Steelers, Wonka Vader, pick of the week, lay the 7. The Eagles do not deserve to be getting 7 in the less than 10 in this game. It should have been Steelers laying a much bigger hammer on these guys. Defensive line of the Steelers is going to be Carson Wentz, and that banged up offensive line looked really bad. I know they mustered everything they could to beat Nick Mullins last week. I don't think they'll suffer the same fate this week. I like the Steelers, Wonka Vader, lay the 7.
Ooh. Willy Wonka coming out for the Steelers. I like it.
I don't typically like doing it, but I have to. Have to. Deontay Johnson should be coming back in this one. I think he's just going to have a monster game on these guys.
Steelers have been relatively quiet this season. I feel like they just kind of been handling their biz and moving on. Nothing. No big headliners.
Nothing too flushy.
No.
You know, when you got Le'Veon Bell out of town, you know,
Antonio Brown gone.
Yeah. See you later.
Big Ben's been quarantined, so he can't go to any college towns, bars, or anything like that. I mean, it's real quiet up there in Pittsburgh.
He found religion. You know, he's a much better man now, apparently.
So now we're going to travel just down the road to another black and blue team we were actually just talking about, who has two wonderful Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks, and that is the Ravens, -11.5, taking on hot Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, well, you know, Lamar Jackson hasn't been practiced yet this week because of a knee issue. If RG3 plays in this one, I think the spread would go down to 4.5 or maybe 3. Yeah, I think it's such a big discrepancy, obviously, between Lamar Jackson and RG3. If Lamar's playing, I'd lay the number, but I wouldn't take it in a contest. It probably sounds like he's going to be banged up, but I think they're just going to just truck him on the ground, and it's going to be a really ugly game for the Bengals. I mean, I would lay the number, but if Lamar was healthy, but he's just not healthy, so I will definitely pass on this one. I don't think I can get there with Burrow against this Ravens defense.
Burrow's a baller, man. Jared and I talked so much crap about him after the end of last season, or 2 seasons ago, after his junior year at LSU, and he has done nothing but just poop on everything we've said about him. So there's that. I mean, at least.
I think he looks great. I just don't think he has the supporting cast to keep pace with a team that should be right in the Super Bowl mix.
That's fair. That is fair. Next on the docket, the Finns taking on the 49ers, +9 for the Finns.
Last week, everyone was like, oh, I'm taking the Dolphins. It's my shark bet of the week. I was not feeding, not going with that trend. No way, Jose. I bet the Seattle Seahawks. They easily covered. They looked really good. Russell Wilson is just stud. I love having an MVP ticket in my back pocket at 12-1 as he's the odds-on favorite right now. Now I'll go back. I will take Miami Dolphins in this one. I don't like the travel. You know, it seems like it's an extremely brutal flight from Miami to San Francisco, but we got a young team, Ryan Fitzpatrick, fighting to keep his job from Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. Who I love and I think is going to be a really good pro, and I think they should thrust him in action ASAP. But Fitzy fights it off 1 week. I think he keeps this one close. Field goal game. I like the Dolphins +9.
I'm going Fins up with you here on that one too, Scott. When I saw this one come across the ticker, I was like, ooh, I like that. I better grab it quick. But, yeah, I think it's such a wishy-washy of last week. I think everyone was feeling the Fitz magic after Thursday night ball. And then Seattle came in, covered, and now it's like going to be – I'm interested to see how this line moves because everyone, I think you're going to have overreaction on the Niners. Yep. And you're going to have overreaction on – or not, you know, overreaction on the Fins, both of them in a negative connotation. So, speaking of just a negatives, we're going to talk about the NFC East, which is a division game here. Giants +9.5 traveling to Jerry World. Oh, what a gross God. Division.
What a gross division. It's a race to the bottom in the NFC East. Really pathetic. Do you like revenge games? Because I have a revenge game for you. The clapper, Jason Garrett, gets his chance at revenge against the Cowboys who fired him. Now, I think it's just an insult. As bad as the Giants have looked, I don't think they scored a touchdown in the last two games. As bad as they've looked, the Cowboys' defense has looked worse. Wow. Absolutely worse. They should be 0-4. My under 9.5 would be looking very, very, very nice if that was the case. 9.5, grab the Giants because the Cowboys haven't proved that they can stop anybody. And I think they have a bad culture right now in that locker room. Mike McCarthy, Mike Nolan, another guy. You don't know how he gets these jobs. He's been a terrible defensive side of the coach for the last time he had a DC job. Mm-hmm. Horrible again, no surprise. 9.5 points, way too many points to lay against the Giants. You know, Danny Dimes, last year he had some big games near the end of the year, so hopefully he can do it again here. People also get mad at me that I bet the Giants too much. Pepto special last week. I'll go back to the well. Let's go with the Giants, 9.5, insulting.
That's just, I want nothing to do with either of these teams. I think I'm going to stay so far away from that division. It's just the Cowboys are a fourth quarter team. That's all they do. So you are going to be pooping yourself for four quarters. Pooping.
Yeah.
There's no amount of Pepto that can pucker you up enough to
it's
not.
It's really frustrating. Like I have so much Daniel Jones in best ball drafts this year, and I know that his start wasn't supposed to be good, but he's looked really bad. So this is an absolute get right spot. If he can't do it this week, I don't know when he can do it. And his DraftKings price is at 5,400. And I know I'm going to be playing him way too much this upcoming weekend. So pray for me. Pray for the Giants.
Pray for me. Pray for the Giants. That's great. Hey, that's the little Giants matchup right there. Cowboys Giants. They got to run the annexation of Puerto Rico. They want to win that game. I don't know how I pulled that play out, but I just did. There's a movie reference for you.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah. My mom uses it for indigestion. What are we going to use it for?
Intimidation.
Next up, speaking of intimidation, the king of intimidation himself, Philip Rivers. Gosh darn it. Taking on the Browns +1 in Cleveland.
This is another one that really doesn't make me feel good, but I have to go with the Browns. I think that the pass rush, Myles Garrett, he got a little extra rest last year. So he's feeling himself this year. He's looked absolutely awesome. One of the best pass rushers in the game right now. Browns, one of the best defensive lines in the game right now. And I think they're going to make a very flat-footed Philip Rivers feel very uncomfortable. I know he has one of the better O-lines in the game, but I'll take the Browns, the home dog. Doesn't make me feel good, but man, that offense looked good last week, but the Cowboys will do that to you. I don't buy Philip Rivers. I think we're going to get the team that lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, not the one that just trucked the Bears last week.
Yeah. They looked good last week, and I think you could get a bit of a tail end reaction to how the Browns – who the Browns have last week? Why am I drawing a blank on this?
They played the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, that's right. Okay, I for some reason thought it was later. But yeah, they pounding the Cowboys early. I said, Obichote only plays against one team, and he goes out there and goes off. And then the Cowboys start crawling back into it. Sorry for the brain fart. I can't.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I can remember that.
Such a good Obichote reference there. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to squeeze it in somehow.
I like that. I keep forgetting to do it.
Next up. I pray that I just don't subject myself to this pain. But another team that I've gone to the well with is the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson. But they are taking on my Minnesota Vikings. And I know I should go Seahawks minus -7. But what is it? My mind is telling me, or no, my body's telling me no, but my whatever. You know
your
what I'm trying to say.
Mind's telling you no, but your body's telling you yes.
Yes, my body.
That's where you're going.
Yeah, all the words are mixing around in my head. Scott, what do you think about this one?
I think we got a little bit of a Sunday nighter. I've been fading Minnesota. I think they've looked really bad, but their offense, maybe they've gotten it together. I think actually Dalvin Cook will feast in this one. Justin Jefferson, ever since he's gotten more time, I think he's giving that offense another dimension. I really wish that they'd get Irv Smith involved. So I actually think the Vikings is the play on this. In this one, you know, we love Russell Wilson, but I'll go with the Vikings in this one. I think that the Dalvin Cook's going to feast. I think they'll keep it close.
Let's go. Cooking. That's what I like to hear. Earn that contract. Earn it. Unlike you, Kirk. Anger. We'll see, though. That O-line is going to have a lot to prove. Is Jamal Adams, how's he looking?
I don't know what his practice status has been this week, but I'm hopeful that he's playing. Let's take a look-see.
I'll take a look-see.
No, he's out for the game.
He is?
He's
out. No.
Yep.
Ooh.
Even better.
Do I want to? Oh, it's just so much pain to if they
don't
lose.
Don't do it to yourself.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to move on to a team that I really like, Scott, and they're coming in hot. Electric, if I might say so myself. That is the Chargers plus +7.5 taking on the Saints Monday
Justin
night
Herbert,
football.
Just anointed starter for the long haul. He looked awesome last week. They just gave that game a little bit away. I really like the Chargers in this spot going back on the road. I hope they stayed east. I'm not sure if they did. I should have Googled that before. I really hope they stayed east. It's a very good opportunity for the team to build some team chemistry. You have to stay Tampa Bay, New Orleans, very close. It doesn't make sense to go all the way back to L.A. If they stayed on the East Coast, I think I love this bet, and I think I'd bet a money line. But I like the Chargers 7.5. I think Drew Brees hasn't given you any reason to want to bet back him. And the defensive line of the Chargers should make his day a little bit uncomfortable. Michael Thomas will be back. Wonder if Jared Cook will be back. But I really like the Chargers in this spot.
I like it. I like the Chargers as well. I agree with you. Herbert's another guy
too
that
much.
I know it's
much.
Starting to get scary. Not all of them though. There are some, but we haven't really set them because we haven't posted our official cards. We're just talking about the games. But Herbert is a guy that I said if he has a clean pocket, he can really throw a good ball. And so far, he's had a good pocket, and he's got guys that can stretch the field, and he can put it right in the breadbasket. So he's got arm talent. This is an exciting spot. Monday night, I'm wondering what New Orleans is going to do. I think the Hurricane's supposed to be gone by then.
Oh, there's a hurricane coming?
There is like a category 4 hurricane in the Gulf right now that's supposed to, I think, come through either Saturday or Sunday. So, not sure if that one's going to end up playing or not. So that's a bit of a hesitation for me as I play weatherman for that one. So scary, but I like it. The Drew Brees just hasn't looked the same. Now, I know there hasn't been Michael Thomas, but that offense has gone very one-dimensional. And their defense has never really been anything to write home about. So you take a very special team that everyone loved to, I think, even go to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of love for these New Orleans Saints. I've been short them for a few years, so hopefully it finally gets there for me because it hasn't paid off the last 2 years.
Yeah, just trying to cash in real hard on that one. So it's I'm excited, as Tulane's up 14-7, by the way, on Houston. I'm excited for this coming weekend. A lot of fun matchups, I think, in the NFL. It's getting to that point where the lines are going to be pretty spot on, I feel like, in most of these games, and you're just going to be dripping in sweat by Sunday night.
Definitely. Oh, man, I just hope no more positive COVID tests.
Yes.
We don't need any more of that nonsense. Let's get back on the winning track with no COVID tests, no COVID positive tests, no more delay of games, no more, you know, Tuesday switcheroos. We don't need this.
So just to confirm, Scott, we are going upwards, sideways, front ways, back ways on the Miami Dolphins.
No. We're going up ways, sideways, every which way on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
We are both on the Dolphins, but my Wonkavator is those Steelers.
That's right. See, just wanted to confirm for all those folk out there. So, Scott, I'm going to throw in a quick little segment here that I'm going to start tacking on at the end, just for the college.
Oh, I like it.
The college taste, the little taste. So I'm going to do my version of the fastest 2 minutes. And I'm going to start with, so I got Tulane tonight plus 7. It's very much like an NFL where you got a team at home, dog, Thursday night, ride with it. Next up, same situation. I got Georgia Tech taking on Louisville at home plus 5. That's Friday night, taste of the action. This Georgia Tech team has continued to improve weekly. I've enjoyed watching them play the spread offense. This is going to be a team that is going to continue to grow and get better every single week and season. And I think Louisville is trending in the opposite direction. Next up, Virginia Tech plus 5.5 versus UNC. This is going to be a ground and pound game for Virginia Tech. This is the Jared Larson special. He would be all over this one with Fuente. And this O-line for VT is very, very good. And the D-line for UNC, not so much. So I like Virginia Tech in this one plus 4 at Chapel Hill. Next up, Kansas State plus 8.5 traveling to TCU. TCU coming off a huge emotional win at the goal line in overtime against Texas. I like this Kansas State team. I think they have a very solid offense that doesn't turn the ball over. TCU always known for their defense, but I like more than a touchdown in this one for the Wildcats. Next up, Navy taking on Temple plus 3.5. This is a midshipman team that has continued to improve. Excuse me. This is in Annapolis. So Navy at home plus 3.5 has continued to improve week by week. They kind of got their teeth kicked in early. I was on the other side of them in one game where they were getting smushed by about 3 touchdowns and came back and won the game. So I don't know what happened, but in the second half of that game, they just learned to play defense again. And this team is really getting after it. And I like military teams at home, so I like the midshipmen in this one. Next up for my teaser folk out there, this line has come down hard because of the hurricane coming in, supposed to be like 20-mile-per-hour winds. Under in the Bama-Ole Miss game, it was really high because Ole Miss can score. If you are facing 20-mile-per-hour winds and you like to throw the football, probably not going to work out well for you. I like Bama in this one, but I like the under 69.5. If you want to tease it, you can tease it higher. That line's come down from, I think, 73 to 69.5. ground and pound for Bama, and that defense is going to be absolutely smothering Ole Miss inside the tackle box. Next up, and I'm probably going to throw this game in the money line action. Let's see if I can get a money line dog payout. I got Miami plus 14 at Clemson. This is a very impressive Miami team and very different from what we've seen in the past. Two touchdowns against a Clemson team that hasn't really played anybody. The Miami defense, they'll punch you in the mouth. And an offense that can actually put up points and a playmaker in De'Aaron King at the QB position. And an offense that's finally finding their groove. Last but not least, I like North Texas at home plus 3. If you haven't gotten a chance to watch this North Texas offense, I know you have watched a lot of the Mean Green North Texas offense.
A lot of Mean Green.
Scott all over North Texas. Taking on Charlotte at home, I like the Mean Green over the 49ers. Keep your points, Vegas. Also, a lot of sharp money coming in on the Mean Green. This one opened at 2 and has moved to 3. So you might even be able to get a hook later in that one. So that's my quick 2 minutes. I'm going to post a wildish money line, I'm sure, later in the weekend. Scott knows I was one pick away from spiking a 7-game underdog money line, which was a bit of a bummer. But I think we can just roll with the punches, and we'll see what happens with that one. But I'm liking it. I'm liking the college ticket this weekend. I'm going to be in Alabama, actually, this weekend. We got tickets for Auburn, Arkansas. So we're going to make family trip up there, and it'll be
good.
Don't
ruin it. Ruin it, Auburn, by ruining their weekend.
It'll really ruin my weekend. But I'm done betting on the Tigers. I learned my lesson after last week. Holy smokes, did we look horrible. Not even for 1 second were we in that football game. Awful. Awful, Scott.
I missed that one. I'm sorry.
That's good, though.
I'm also sorry about the L. That's not fun.
No. It is not fun getting your teeth kicked in and looking horrible all at the same time. But it's going to be a fun weekend of college football junkies. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know what you guys are thinking for this weekend. Let us know what shows you're watching. Let us know what movies you're watching, because Scott and I are into all of it. All of it. We're out of here, junkies. Thanks so much.
Rewatching The Sopranos, Vlad, suck it.